All right, welcome back to another short blast of a podcast. Let's see what I did there, Rich. With the wonderful Rich Casement, who's a great mate of mine, a brilliant coach who I've trained, who's doing some fabulous things in the world now. I'm just going to give you a quick overview of who Rich is in a second. But Rich, just to say, welcome to the podcast. Good to have you on, my man.
It's good to be here.
Ah, the main man himself, Running Rich. All right, so Rich is over 2 years alcohol-free. You've probably noticed a theme on these mini podcasts. Many of the coaches that I've trained are alcohol-free or they've stepped out on that adventure. He's worked in the alcohol industry for over 20 years, most of his adult life, up until the end of 2021 when he decided to do something a bit different. He realized alcohol was no longer serving me at that stage, decided to take a break from drinking alcohol, as you can imagine. This led to a career change, being involved in the drinks industry for so long, being slightly lost through 2022, plucked up the courage to launch his own business called Clean Break. I was drinking a lot of Clean Break over the Christmas period. It's incredible alcohol-free lager. Since then, Rich has retrained myself in positive psychology as a coach, as now using his newfound skills and knowledge to help people with their mindset about taking a break from alcohol and running, which is another massive passion in your life. So tell us about that, Rich. Why does alcohol-free, clean break and running all kind of go together?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so for me, you know, alcohol-free and running are like two peas in a pod. You know, they both support each other. You know, when you go alcohol-free, obviously you get back lots of energy, lots of time, lots of self-belief that you can do things that you might not have done before. So, you know, running is a great way of doing that. And for me, running is the sort of, you know, one of the most fundamental pieces of exercise or things that you can do for exercise for good, not just physical, but mental well-being as well. You just need a pair of trainers, you know, out your door and that's it. You go anywhere. You don't need a bike. You don't need to drive anywhere or go anywhere. It's just the easiest, most straightforward way of getting out in nature and staying fit, and you don't need to overcomplicate it. I think a lot of people sort of see running and make the mistake of comparing themselves to other people and think, oh, they look like they're really experienced runners, they're running really quickly, or they look like they've got all the gear or anything like that. And it's like, forget about what other people are thinking. Trust me, no runner is more focused on anything other than themselves. Like, everyone is more focused on their own running than anyone else. So that's what I say to people when I coach them. I say, don't focus on other people. Run your own race, you know, worry about yourself. And running can be running, you know, really slowly between lampposts and then walking. Run walking is a thing. And as far as I'm concerned, if you run, you are a runner. And that's what I say to people I'm coaching. Start using that terminology, that language. If you run, you are a runner.
Yeah, I love that. And you've combined your love of positive psychology, alcohol-free, and running and coaching, bringing all those things together, I think, which is a really powerful combination because, like you said, lots of people who take a break from alcohol are very often, they've got more time, they've got more energy, don't quite know where to position it. And we've seen such an influx of alcohol-free running groups, for example, and alcohol-free running communities, and people just generally wanting to move their body more. And you head up the Running Dry group within our Dry app that I started with Matt Pink. How have you found that experience?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's fantastic. Running Dry started life around a year ago, actually. I was coming back into 2021. I was coming to the end of my first year back into 2022, coming to the first year of me being alcohol-free. And I felt great physically, mentally, but there was something missing. And I kind of landed on the fact that it was connection. And I hadn't come across the Dry app at this point. But I'd already made a sort of a commitment to myself that summer that, you know, when I felt a bit lost in identity, when I was moving away from my long-term career in alcohol sales, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew what I didn't want to do. I said to myself, whatever happens from now onwards, I'm going to share the joys of two things, running and being alcohol-free or taking a break from alcohol. They're the two most transformational things in my life. So I kind of had that in the back of my head. And then when I sort of sensed that lack of connection, I thought, well, what can I do? How can I meet new people who perhaps share passions with myself that are alcohol-free and running? I'll create a running group for people who are sober curious, not strictly alcohol free, but people who just want to connect and exercise and hang out without alcohol involved. And so Running Dry started life, Running Dry Leeds, as my own running group around this time last year, beginning of January. And then I got more involved with the Dry app, you know, saw that there was people in there that were running, people who wanted advice and encouragement. And then Matt Pink himself was like, oh yeah, let's do an event. We were, the Off The Sesh lads were sort of, I was training for an ultra event. The Off The Sesh lads were like, yeah, let's do something. Let's sign up for a half marathon. I said, well, I'll train you guys free of charge. I'll train you guys. And then me and Matt were chatting. It was like, well, why don't we make like a separate running part of the app? It was like, yeah, that sounds good. He's like, well, do you want to head it up? I was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I love it. And that's what's, I think, wonderful about this whole connection piece that you mentioned. I think there is a real sense that there's been a loss of connection, which is the great irony, isn't it? We think that alcohol is the glue that connects us, the social glue. But actually, I think for many of us, it's the thing that's made us disconnected. Yes, it might look like there's connection going on, but I don't think it's deep enough. I think it's very superficial. Whereas alcohol-free connection, be it online groups or in person, just runs so much deeper. And I think any opportunity to combine connection and alcohol-free is such a win. And the running is the best blend of both, isn't it? Because you've got that beautiful movement, you've got a sense of something to do that fills up your time and your energy. Plus, again, it doesn't have to be purely alcohol-free. It could be tactically mostly curious, whatever that looks like. I think it's a beautiful excuse, really, to get people in the room, to get people connected to one another. And I think that's where it gets its power from. And then obviously around that, you've got the wonderful skill as an elite runner to be able to coach people on their running, to coach people on their mindset, because ultimately, running's mindset, life's mindset, alcohol-free is mindset, isn't it? So how have you found the combination of those things allowed you to actually coach people, you know, from the work that you've done with myself in the Diploma in Positive Psychology? How has that sort of blossomed?
Yeah, I mean, it's been brilliant. And in all fairness, I never really intended on becoming a coach. It was kind of sort of one of those things that sort of almost stumbled across, you know, having sort of followed yourself and being coached myself and having experienced firsthand how beneficial that was. And then when I was setting up Clean Break, I kind of knew that I probably shouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. So I thought, well, what else can I do as a sort of a backup plan, really, more than anything else? So that's when I sort of signed up for the course and did that. That's fantastic. And it just sort of naturally evolved. I've always had a running coach, and you know, I kind of get the technicality, you know, the technical side of the how to coach people in running terms, you know, what people should be doing in terms of the types of runs, that kind of thing. But then you bring in the positive psychology stuff, and you know, when I first talk to people about their running goals, you know, they start talking about all the things, all the reasons why they think they can't or they won't or they shouldn't or they don't. You know, and it's just music to my ears, as you well know, as a positive psychology coach, because you just sit there and that's great. And then you sort of say, well, okay, what evidence do you have for that? You know, let's talk that through. And then they sort of, you get deeper into it and it's like, well, actually, probably there's no reason why I can't do that. And then you start getting into all the more motivational side of things and supporting them and encouraging them. And then, you know, the stuff that I'm doing now, which a lot of it is around this group coaching for people who are starting 5K, 10K, the dynamic within the group is brilliant, because you get this kind of almost this cheerleader approach. And it's the same in the Dry app. You know, we see it like people coming in and, you know, sort of being very open and honest about their journeys and the struggles. But then you also see people coming in and putting a virtual arm around their shoulders and just going, hey, it's all right. We've been there. We know what it feels like. We've done it. You know, and it's the same with this running group running coaching program that I'm doing, where we have a weekly Zoom call at the start of the week and we talk through how everyone's got on, any challenges, and then we talk through the next week's plan, and then the WhatsApp group that we've got going as well. It's just, I'm kind of almost like the cheerleader, I'm almost like the Pied Piper in the middle that's giving people the virtual high fives, but then people are posting their runs and going, I've just been out for run one, I've just done run two. Oh God, it was hard, but I'm so glad I've done it. And I just sit there and watch it all unfold. I'm like, this is brilliant. This is magic. This is literally music to my ears, because this is now me not just sharing the joys and benefits of the two things that have been so fundamental to me, but also helping people do them, whether it's through Clean Break or whether it's through the coaching. you know, and I can just start to see that that is sort of spreading, and you know, it's just a lovely thing to watch and be involved with.
Yeah, and you've made a brilliant point there, and this is, I think, really important for people listening, learning the skill of coaching, as we do around positive psychology, and then combining that with something that is traditional coaching, such as running coaching, or we have a lot of nutritionists come into the group, doctors come into the group, that have been in quite a prescriptive environment, i.e. here's your running plan, here's your nutritional plan, here's your prescription. And actually what you realize, and you did it brilliantly there, is that very often it's all a mindset game, isn't it? The thing that actually is the biggest barrier probably to someone actually getting out there and running and really creating something that's joyful for themselves is not the running plan so much, it's actually their own mindset. So when you've got that lovely combination of those two things, not only to be able to do the technical prescribing of a plan, but also to be able to ask those great questions, is there any evidence for that? You know, when someone says, oh, I'm rubbish, I can't run. Well, where's your evidence? Well, you know, you can see people already then tripping over their own inner limiting beliefs, and doing that work combined with the prescriptive running plans, I think, just creates this incredibly powerful experience. The same with our nutritionists, same thing, can be very prescriptive, but then realize actually what someone needs is to understand why it is they're eating the way that they're eating. And actually by coaching them around that, then the shopping list is much more easy to follow, because there was a lot of emotional blocks and barriers that needed to be overcome in the first place. So I can just feel the power of that. I know those two things work so well together. And then something else you mentioned, just for everyone listening, because I do want to talk about that, clean break. Let's just, if you don't mind, let's just tell everyone about clean break, because I think this is another brilliant initiative, as it were. It's a, you know, explain it best, it's an alcohol-free alternative. But maybe just give us the quick backstory to that as well, Rich.
Yeah, so I guess it obviously starts with my career, over 20 years in the alcohol industry, which for the vast majority of it was a great place to be, and really enjoyed it, loved it, had overwhelmingly fun experiences, meeting people, seeing places, visiting distilleries, vineyards all over the world. You know, very lucky and very fortunate and grateful to have had that for, you know, the large part of my career. But my relationship with alcohol as a consumer really started to deteriorate, not because I was an alcoholic, but just because it wasn't serving me. I was getting no benefit from it, and I was really struggling with even just one or two drinks, the negative physical and psychological effects to a degree as well. So kind of having to break away from that, from unpicking my relationship with alcohol, was difficult, not just on a personal level, but also on a vocational level. And when I did that and moved away from that career, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew what I didn't want to do, and that was sell booze. So I kind of had this period where I sort of had a complete loss of identity almost, because I went into a job which wasn't particularly anything that I was passionate about in terms of the product, the service, but it felt like a good opportunity. I mean, it was a segue out of what I was doing. And it was only in that sort of 2 or 3 month window, when I was doing something that was totally not what I wanted to do, that I had this idea and this epiphany for Clean Break, which started life as a book. I may still write it, not for a little while, because I've got too much on at the moment. But then I kind of thought, well, I love that, Clean Break. That represents so much. It represents me making a clean break away from a life that's no longer serving me, me making a clean break away from behaviors and habits, negative behaviors in many ways, and from a career, but also making a clean break away from drinking alcohol as a consumer. And then I also thought, well, actually, you know, it could represent for other people taking a clean break, whether it's short term, long term, if it's just having an alcohol free beer interspersed between every other alcoholic beer, you know, you could take that clean break on a night out. So I kind of ran with it. And then the job that I did ended. And I kind of, that was the catalyst. I was faced with this decision. And I thought, well, if I don't do it now, will I regret it? Yeah, 100%. And Clean Break was always designed from day one. I felt Clean Break could be more than just an alcohol-free beer brand. So it's a lifestyle brand, essentially, and it represents health, well-being, and opportunity. And it's designed, and for me, it's about helping other people make positive progress in their life. So the beer was the first part. That was the, I guess, the launch pad. That was the vehicle for me to get the name out there into the public eye, which I've done over the last 6 or 7 months. Clean Break Coaching now is the kind of lifestyle, self-development, mindset, alcohol-free running part of the brand. So Clean Break Coaching is another pillar. I'm going to have a sort of plan is to have like a kind of merchandise activewear part of the business. There's going to be hopefully a sort of hospitality, like a alcohol-free venue as well as part of it. I'm already starting to plan on things like adventure weekends where you take people away running, cycling, outbound, training for marathons, things like that. Me and Andy Delderfield have started having a chat about doing some stuff together as well. So we've got a bit of a project which is starting to grow arms and legs, which is going to be super exciting because we're both very like-minded. And it's just evolving. It's snowballing. It's hard. It's taking time. I'm having to take a bit of a step back from it at the moment and try and simplify things because I started out trying to do everything at once and I've burnt out towards the end of last year. So I'm having a not sort of putting on a back burner, but I'm just taking my time. I'm taking a step back to sort of really evaluate what's the best way to do. What are the priorities? What are the most important things to do? And also just for self-preservation, because as I say, I was sort of burning out a little bit towards the back end of last year.
Yeah, I mean, you come alive as you're describing that. I mean, how exciting is that from that seed of Clean Break, the beer brand effectively, to Clean Break coaching, to events, to merch, to Andy Delderfield, who has been on this podcast and will be on it again quite soon. You both have a shared love of running, Andy being an ultra marathon runner. And then to see you come alive. And I think something's important there that you got to at the end is also, I think, in this space of coaching, very often we are people that want to give and we give a lot and we're passionate about it and it takes over our lives. And we go off on this adventure of trying to help everyone else optimize their life and improve their well-being, and very often coaches forget about looking after themselves and we run ourselves into the ground. Mm. And we forget to do the basic things ourselves. And I think, you know, as coaches, it's important to be surrounded by coaches and to get coaching, because otherwise, again, you can spend all of your time trying to help everyone else and forget to help yourself, and then you fall over and you can't help anyone if you're broken or on the back foot because we haven't done that work. So I think it is a nice message to put out there to anyone listening that's in the coaching space or thinking of getting into the coaching space. A big part of it really is to look after thyself, you know, put your oxygen mask on first, yeah, as it were, because you can't help anyone else if you're not in your own optimal state. So on that note, just coming back, we've got Clean Break going on. We've got Clean Break coaching going on. What are some of the things that you've personally taken from this experience so far that's helped you in your life?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that there's a lot that I've taken from the last 2 years just in terms of sort of self-development and you know, just a sense of being much more comfortable in my own skin, I think, than anything else. That sort of people-pleasing propensity to people-please has not gone completely, because I'm still guilty of saying yes to a lot of things, which I think is driven subconsciously by that people pleasing propensity. But I'm much less concerned about the opinions of others about myself, which then in turn kind of enables me to express myself a little bit more and sort of take that mask off and feel comfortable with taking that mask off. And I think being true to yourself, which I don't think I ever really was when I was working in the alcohol industry, not because I was masking anything, but I don't think I was giving myself the opportunity to really know who I was, you know, and a lot of it was driven by, you know, that relationship with alcohol and that reliance on alcohol for what I perceived to be social engagement or confidence or self-belief or whatever it was. Whereas now it's sort of 2 years into the alcohol-free journey, you know, it's very much coming out now. I think the journey of alcohol free goes in different stages, doesn't it? I think, you know, that initial part was sort of self development for me was part of that. But I think now it's kind of moving through sort of self awareness and now into sort of self love and self care as well. But yeah, I think those are probably sort of the main things that I've taken from it.
Yeah, that authentic self, that discovery of who you really are, I think is the greatest discovery we'll ever make. And I'm biased and I know you appreciate this as well, but I really believe when you take a break from alcohol, for example, it gives you a window into who you really are. And that takes a while to get comfortable with, like you described, it's taking the best part of 2 years to get there. Same for me. You know, it's a wonderful exploration of yourself. That mask is gone. You know, that fake confidence, that fake persona. You've got to face life's challenges head on. You know, the ups, the downs, the successes. But what you do know with absolute clarity, that everything you face and overcome was you. Every success was down to you. You show up and shine as you, and there's power in that. I think that's why people that go on their longer alcohol-free journeys become more powerful people. And I don't mean in a sense of having dominion over others. I mean just in terms of their energy, their presence, their aura, for want of a better word, because they can stand tall and stand strong as who they are, rather than always thinking sort of subconsciously, is this me or is it the drinks that's talking? Is this me or is the drink that seems to be creating this persona? So I think that's a wonderful benefit. And I think that is one of the greatest benefits of this adventure. And I think also whilst coaching is really important, because I think for me, working with a coach always helped me deepen that exploration, like go to those places by being asked great questions to figure some of those deeper meaningful things out a lot quicker than doing it alone. You know, and I think that's again one of these beautiful benefits of the adventure that we're on. And then on that note, as we draw to a close, how can people connect with you, Rich? What's the best way to find out who you are and what you're up to?
Yeah, well, the website for the beer anyway is www.cleanbreakbrewing.com. There will be a separate website that will be for the sort of coaching side, Clean Break Coaching, which I'm sort of evolving and doing at the moment. It will probably be more of sort of a landing page with just sort of the services broken down, mindset, alcohol-free running. Then each of the other parts of it as they grow will probably have separate websites as well, but all kind of linked. The social media at the moment is linked all together under at Clean Break Brewing, but I am going to sort of rebrand that to something else, maybe Clean Break something or other, that is more reflective of the whole lifestyle brand and not just the brewing side. And then me on a personal level at Running Dry with two Y's, obviously, _ Rich is my personal page. And then Running Dry, just with two Y's, is the Instagram page for the Running Dry part of the events that we're now going to start doing monthly, Running Dry meetups in different places. First one, 28th of January in Manchester. And then there's other bits, like I've got my own podcast, which is your fault, of course, because you told me to do it this time last year and I went through with it for some daft reason. So, but I'm going to bring that back again as probably part of the Clean Break umbrella. So Clean Break Chats or something like that, it will be called.
Love it. So there's plenty going on, Rich, and keep up the great work. I think this is the very start of your coaching adventure, your entrepreneurial adventure. And I'm thrilled that you're a part of what we do over at Dry and that you're in our world, my world. Keep showing up, keep shining. Thank you for joining me. I'll put all those details in the show notes as well. Hopefully everyone enjoyed that short burst of wisdom from Rich and I. Keep up the great work, Rich. And we'll do a round 2, no doubt, at some point soon.
Definitely. I'd love